This past Sunday, 90 minutes after she was delivered by cesarean section, Cheyenne Pyle, 7 pounds 9 ounces, lay on an operating table at Jackson Children's Hospital in Miami. She was about to undergo a 5-hour operation to get a new heart. Surgeons opened her tiny chest, removed a defective heart, and replaced it with a donor heart from another infant. Cheyenne Pyle is believed to be the youngest patient ever to undergo a heart transplant. The baby's heart defect was discovered 6 weeks before she was due to be born. 2 weeks later, when the baby was fully viable at 36 weeks gestation, doctors put the unborn child on a waiting list for a transplant. Dr. Richard Perryman is the chief of pediatric cardiac surgery at the University of Miami, and he performed the surgery. He says perhaps the greatest challenge in this case was the orchestration required to get the baby and the donor heart into the operating room at the same time.
That's really a monstrous coordination effort because it involves the obstetricians, the neonatologists, the pediatric cardiologists, two surgical teams, and it's all coordinated by coordinators who do this basically for a living for transplantation. Mm-hmm. But it really comes down to getting the timing right, because the goal is to keep the time as short as possible between the time that the donor heart is removed and the time that it is reimplanted and blood flows back into the heart.
Now, is that just luck that you happen to have a newborn's heart available at the moment that this child is born?
It's simply luck. We tried to improve the odds by... I first saw this child, when the child was 34 weeks, at which point the diagnosis had been made of hypoplastic left heart syndrome, and we discussed the options. To do nothing when the child's born and the baby goes ahead and dies, to go ahead and do a series of 3 operations pioneered by Dr. Norwood, or transplantation. And by and large, if the heart is available, then transplantation appears to be the best option because it has the best long-term prognosis, because it takes advantage of these newborn babies having very immature immune systems.
And that's why the sooner the transplant is done, the better the prognosis, because the child won't reject the heart, or the odds are very much against it.
The odds of rejecting are less. They still have to have immunosuppression. They still need to take drugs. But in general, the drugs have been less than might otherwise be, which is not clearly advantageous to the child. The advantage of listing the child in utero is that if we list at 36 weeks, it gives us an extra 4 weeks of listing time, assuming that the baby goes to full-term pregnancy.
So in this case, you mean the timing of the cesarean delivery was really determined by the appearance of a donor heart and
Absolutely.
What time you do that.
Exactly.
And how soon before the actual delivery did you know that you had the donor heart available?
Well, as I recall, the heart was offered up somewhere late Saturday evening. We can then analyze that particular situation, whether we want to go ahead and take the heart, whether we think it is indeed appropriate and appropriate size and so forth. Once the decision is made that, yes, we are going to go ahead and take that heart, then the mother was called in with the father. She was checked to make sure that it was safe to go ahead with a cesarean at that point. And the baby was delivered. Then the baby was transferred to the operating room at the same time that the heart was being procured.
And you said at the outset that the great difficulty and challenge here was having this enormous team work and get it all right and come together. How many of you all told were involved in this?
I would imagine somewhere between 30 and 35 people, when you include the obstetrical side, the neonatologists that were involved, the pediatric cardiologists, the surgeons, 2 surgical teams, anesthesia, operating nurses, coordinators. It was certainly about as smooth as one could hope it could occur. And we somehow managed to get the timing just about right. And in fact, we had the child cold and ready to go under circuitry arrest as the heart arrived in the operating room. So we couldn't have got the timing much better.
Dr. Richard Perryman is the chief of pediatric cardiac surgery at the University of Miami. He performed the surgery on Cheyenne Pyle, now 5 days old. She is recovering well from her operation in intensive care. She is said to have an 80% chance of survival. Her mother says Cheyenne looks real good today. Cheyenne Pyle's parents have not been able to hold their baby yet.